Senior prank's going to be a thing that are happening here over the next few days, weeks, etc. You know, security's so tight at schools across the country now, it must make senior pranks a challenge for this generation. So they just got to
get... do people still do it? Can they still get away with it?
They just got to be smarter, right?
All right.
Apparently, though, a bagpipe player ain't suspicious enough to get stopped at the door.
All right.
So some high school students in Illinois paid a bagpiper to follow their principal around the school for an hour as part of a senior prank.
Follow him around for an hour?
Listen, this was the plan B because they wanted a mariachi band to do it, but it was out of their price range. One piper was within their price range.
And I'm available.
Yeah, the principal, Mr. Robinson, was a good sport. He even said, you know what? That's awesome. It's creative. It's not destructive to the school.
Right.
Didn't create a big mess for the custodians to clean up. So, you know what?
It's
thumbs up from me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. How good is that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can see it at Ben and Kelly's show. We posted
Super
it on X.
Super creative.
Yeah, but some of the best senior pranks that you've been involved in or seen another class do. At Ben and Kelly Show, or call or text 502-795-1997. Got one. My class decided to bring a bunch of grills and hold a barbecue in the parking lot. Seniors before us actually destroyed so much property that we just decided to have something everyone could enjoy.
Oh, that's probably good. Like, you know what? They ruined it for everybody. We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, you know what? We feel kind of bad doing something, trying to one-up the class before us because they just literally destroyed things. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to have a cookout. Everybody's going to eat. It's going to be fun. That's a great idea, too.
Yeah, one of our, I remember one of the schools that we played in, like sports in, they made the news because the senior class put a bunch of grass fertilizer on the football field that said like class of, you know, whatever it was. And it burned it into the actual,
that's property damage. See, that's where you get
that's where it gets
trouble.
A little bit. Yeah. That's where it gets a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got another one. My graduating class bought a keg of root beer. From our local...
There's a keg of root beer?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get a keg of root beer.
That's fun.
Yeah. Got it from the local liquor store. We set it up about 6 o'clock in the student parking lot. There were about 24 of us. We all had lawn chairs. Set it up just like a real tailgate party with chairs all around the keg.
I love it.
Police were called. Didn't actually take them long to figure out what was actually going on, so...
Okay. All right. They're like, no, guys, it's not real beer. It's root beer.
Yeah, it's root beer.
It's
fine. They're like, all right, carry on. They're like, want one? Want a pint? Yeah.
It's like, yep.
Yes,
all right.
I do. Yes, I do.
I got another one. The seniors at my school hyped up the prank, put posters everywhere, handed out flyers, posted daily on social media, installed a countdown clock.
Oh, wow.
This also grabbed the attention of the local newspaper.
Sure.
They arrived at the school for an article. That was, for us, huge news. Some seniors even gave quotes to the press. And then the clock struck zero. Everyone held their breath for what was about to happen. Nothing. The prank was, there was no prank. Mwah.
The prank was, that is good.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
really
good.
Good.
I
that's
like
really
that.
Good.
I like
yep.
that. Hey, Angela, what was yours?
Our senior prank, we turned our whole senior parking lot into a beach. I mean, like, everybody brought sand in their trucks. We had grills out front. We were grilling. We had our summer clothes on.
Wow, that's great.
It was the funnest time. We got to miss first and second period for it.
Oh, they let you just continue the party.
Yes, they let us just hang out front. And then, of course, we had to clean up all of the sand.
Right.
Yes. I was going to say, did you dump it in the parking lot or did you just leave it in the truck and hang out in the truck?
No, we dumped all of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you go to school around here?
I went to Odom County.
Oh, I love it. All right.
That's awesome.
Good story, Angela. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Oh gosh, got another one. My class's senior prank was passing out marbles to as many people as possible pre-graduation. When you went to shake the principal's hand during the ceremony, you pass him a marble. By the time I got to shake his hand, this was a class of about 800, and my last name was toward the end. He was surrounded by a pretty big pile of marbles.
I want to say I saw that just recently. I want to say,
really?
But it was not marbles. It was they were given ketchup packets to.
Ketchup packets.
They were just handing ketchup packets to the principal.
Principal
would hand them a diploma. They'd hand them a ketchup packet. So the principal had to end up like handing it off to like someone next to him, and because he was getting so many ketchup packets.
He said the principal was pretty cool about it. Just laughed.
That's funny. Oh man, Jamie said one senior class threw a bunch of crickets in our lunchroom.
Oh gosh.
Oh geez.
Oh, that's not great. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah. See,
really.
See, and then we got a text from another listener that said, "I work at a school where the seniors came in and let the air out of tires of the school buses." Listen, we already have busing issues.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
need you to do anything uh-uh. more to the buses. All right.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Caitlin said our class of 2020 had planned to drop books all at the same exact time.
Oh, you mean like in the hallway type of thing where they were just make a big noise?
I guess so,
That's good. Did your class do anything?
No, we didn't do anything.
Your class didn't.
Yeah, we just did nothing. So we had like a senior skip day.
We did do that. We did do a senior skip day. And so I participated in that. But I remember there was another school kind of in our conference, and it was a little more of a farm school, you know, one of those that were out in the sticks.
Sure.
I went to a more of a city public school, and they released a couple pigs into the school. One of them was numbered with, like, I don't know, shoe polish, like number one, and the other one was numbered number three. And so they were hoping that they would be searching for number two.
Oh, gosh.
So anyways, all right, those are some good ones there.